fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore, our third hour here on the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. And the prepper tip of the day is to prepare for winter. Make sure that you've got what you need. Alternative way to heat your home, make sure you've got the extra food in case you can't get out to buy food, that you've got a way to have all the water you need if the water system shut down. Just get ready for winter. That would be a really smart thing to do. And we do have with us Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Leon Green is out working on his garden, preparing for the fall season with his garden. And Stephen, welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you've been busy this morning, I know, doing whatever project you needed to be doing. What updates do you have for us this morning, sir?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and I think the prepper tip that you just gave, John, was very wise. I know up in Washington they are stocking up on water like you would never believe. And so, yeah, those things are actually taking place there. And also, any type of liquid product, they know that there's issues coming. And a lot of different scenarios as far as, you know, that goes. But yes, water is very important at this point. Some of the big things going on right now, of course, is Taiwan. A couple of different meetings that I dealt with this week was over the entire South Pacific. And we know that the Chinese had contacted President Biden and told him that the U.S. is to stand down, that they're going to take Taiwan between Christmas and New Year's. The Chinese are actually going to try to do this without firing a shot. Basically, everything that's been going on as far as the military flying their warplanes over Taiwan and stuff has been more of a show both to the Taiwanese as well as to show the Chinese that they are a force to be reckoned with and that we will all kind of obey whatever they want us to obey. Once they had contacted Biden, went to the chiefs of staff, and they had a meeting. They ran through the computer system there, the different scenarios that we would face if we're going to fight and protect Taiwan, and even including allying with Russia, if that were to be the case, to try to win this war. But in every scenario, it came back that we would not be victorious in that battle on that particular front. With that particular situation there, then it was decided that we would stand down. But Admiral Aquilino, and I may not pronounce his name quite right, but is, of course, the commander of the Pacific Fleet. He made a statement, and I don't know if this is a public statement, but I do know that it was stated there at the Pentagon, that he would not allow another Afghanistan. And he kind of has taken matters into his own hands, and he has brought in more troops into Taiwan, and he is preparing for an evacuation of our troops out of Taiwan. And Biden is, as I've been told about Biden, he's just kind of like cowering down. He won't do anything. And from what I understand, they said this is exactly what the Chinese expected out of him. But also, it's not just with Taiwan. The Chinese are going to push, to try to push us out of the entire South Pacific. That includes the Philippines, South Korea, and they're wanting to control that entire navigation way from Japan all the way down to the Philippines. Those of you that may remember when Admiral Aquilino was doing his confirmation back in May, he spoke about the seriousness of Taiwan and the threat that it posed because a third of the world's trade is done right there. And if China gets control, we're in a world of mess. Go ahead.
Well, Steve, I was going to mention, when you and I talked privately about this last week, we were in agreement that China has not necessarily revealed all their plans to the Biden administration, that they do follow the principles of General Sun Tzu, and the Chinese are withholding their entire battle plan. What do you think, sir?
That is true. I just got a message 2 days ago as well. They have upped the ante, and they've already been pushing against us in the Philippines already. I didn't anticipate that either, that would happen that quick. I knew the time frame for Taiwan, but they've already started to push against us there. And the other thing is I asked about the situation that I've been hearing that Iran is going to start taking out Israeli assets, their Mossad operations throughout the Middle East. So I inquired about that, and I was told that will happen, but it is not, that it's actually being done in conjunction with what China is doing in the South Pacific, because China will be also a part of the Middle East plan, and that is, after they're done with the South Pacific, to then try to push the U.S. out of the entire Middle East. And that will also include Iran involved in that. The new Russian, we'll have a new Russian government probably when we get closer to that time there. I know that government, even though Putin is the president, that government has already been chosen, and they've already been enacting different strategies that they're planning on doing. Anyway, that's including arming Iran, preparing Iran for the battle that's ahead. That's the reason why the Taliban, the things that happened in Afghanistan happened, the Turks and the alliance between those different countries. They're all planning, and as part of the one world government, and that one world government, of course, is going to include that the Silk Road Initiative is put in place, and that's why China is working on taking all these areas, which, oddly enough, John, that reminds me that 2 years ago, when I was really hammering hard on our broadcast against the Chinese and their Silk Road Initiative, I was contacted by a friend of mine in the Israeli government who said to me, you know, you need to back off of China. And I said, why? And I was told that China will be the next world superpower, and that will be our military right arm, that we're done with the United States. And I heard it, but, you know, you still have a hard time believing it until you actually see the plan unfolding. And I think one of the first things, back then I was dealing more with the fact that China was given the right to build the port of Haifa. There was no bidding. There was no outside, U.S. could bid on building the port, or France or Germany. No, no one. Totally uncontested. They were given the contract, built the port. And even recently, the United States military was wanting to inspect the port, and the Israelis denied them the right to inspect the port. So it lets you know things that are going on are changing, and it's not for the better for us.
Jeff, would it be a fair statement to say that these entities, the Muslims and other entities, they think they're cutting deals with China that will be honored in the future? When, in my opinion, and Jeff, if you got any feedback, we're welcome to hear it. In my opinion, the communists will only honor these deals they're cutting as long as it serves their interests, and then it's done, and they'll do what they want with these entities that have made deals with them. Your response, Steve?
Here's the thing. They're basically using the Arabs as the fighting tool here in the Middle East, and to some degree, they're going to have to honor something. I know that the Chinese give on the cloaking device, the cloaking secret cloaking device for their missile system, and I mean, this is like extremely top secret type of technology. General public doesn't even know about it, and that's kind of like it comes from the Philadelphia experiment. There's a lot of things about the Philadelphia experiment people don't really know about, but even like when they show the movie on the Philadelphia experiment, they make it look like they're going back in time or forward in time, things like that. It wasn't really that. It was the fact that they could go from one place to the other totally and be cloaked, invisible, and appear in another location. And they claim that they abandoned it. We never abandoned it. We actually expanded it. And we do it with missiles now. So, for example, when the missile that came near Dimona nuclear power plant there in Israel, heard it from Syria, and Israel tried to downplay it and say, oh, you know, they shot a few targets over in Syria, and they said, well, Iran didn't really mean to. They were actually firing at an aircraft, and the missile just kind of went wacko. And they're trying to justify why the Israeli defense system, neither the U.S. defense system, could shoot the missile down. It's because of the cloaking of that missile. Basically, when they launch it, nothing can see it. When it reappears, it's over its target, and it's too late. Well, the Chinese gave that technology to the Iranians, and the reason for that was because of the war that they're going to wage against Israel in the future. And there are a lot of Israeli leaders fully aware of that. That's supposed to be part of the plan. And because of some kind of wacko kind of ideas they have from their Talmudic prophecies that, you know, you got to have another 6 million dead Jewish people. So the Jewish people are the victims in all of this. But at the end of the day, they come out victorious, and now we have a new world order. And I don't know what will happen to Iran and them at that point there. That kind of makes you wonder. But China still, though, will be the military world superpower at that time. At least that's what they claim. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I find it rather ironic that the Jewish leadership is going to finish what the Third Reich began back in the 1930s and decimate the Jewish people. I find it rather ironic, don't you, sir?
Well, if you think about it, going back to the Stern Gang, going back to the Jewish World Congress, and there's so many Jewish people that came out and exposed all the different Jewish people that were surrounded the Third Reich, that surrounded and were a part of that movement. In fact, the very book, Holocaust Victims Accused, is written by a group of rabbis that exposed, and it's mainly just your elitist. It's not the average Jewish people. It's this elite group, like the Kissingers and Soros. In fact, one of the biggest war criminals ever is Soros, and profiteering off the Jewish people and stuff and turning them over. But that happened in an unprecedented scale. I know the Bielski family personally, and of course, Tuvia Bielski, the movie they made around him about the movie called Defiance, where Daniel Craig, Tuvia Bielski, who rescues 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust in Belarus. When after the Holocaust, he goes to Jerusalem, goes to Israel. Mickey Bielski, his eldest son, is born there, which is one of my best friends. And Mickey actually, or Michael Bielski, he tells me that when they were getting ready to do this, the War of Independence in 1948, his father is approached because of his him being a military commander and the fact that he rescued all the Jewish people, and need him to help in this war of independence. But he is to guard the road to Jerusalem, and he was told, you don't let anyone go to Jerusalem to take Jerusalem, and if they try, you're to kill them. And they said, including if they're Jewish. And Michael Bielski says to me, he says, his father said, I just spent 6 years of my life fighting to rescue 1,200 Jews, and now you're telling me to kill Jews? He said, I'll be no part of this type of battle. Well, what Tuvia Bielski did not know is the agreement had already been made with the Pope of Rome that they were allowed to get their independence, but Jerusalem, they could not take at that time, that would be left for Rome. And so they were willing to stand down, and that deal was made with Ben-Gurion, and also with the second prime minister of Israel. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but they made that deal already, and they were willing to take out Jewish people. And this has happened throughout the history of Israel. There's a small elite group there that control things in the background, and whatever they have to do in order to make things come out in that, with their plan, can be very hideous and of course horrible for the Jewish people themselves, because most Jewish people have no clue what's going on.
Well, I spent my early adolescence in a 99%, 98% Jewish neighborhood, and one of the things I learned is Jewish mothers especially, but Jewish men also, have this, they elevate medical doctors to a much higher status than other Americans, holding them to this standard of devotion and belief above and beyond what most Americans do, which is higher already. Point being, in Israel, if medical doctors and people that they respect say, get the clot shot, they roll up their sleeves, and Israel has one of the highest percentages of people that have got the clot shot of any nation, don't they, sir?
They do, and that's even more alarming. And, of course, there for a while, I think they finally took it down, but Simon Tov, a good friend of mine in Israel, told me that, and I've actually listened to the radio broadcast, they would announce daily all the Jews that were dying after being vaccinated. And it was an alarming rate.
Good for them. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Not just one discount, but each piece of EMP Shield equipment you get for your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar panel controls at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. We have Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. And Steve, you take a lot of criticism. Most recently, I saw criticism that since you and Yana don't believe the clot shot is the mark of the beast, that people are holding you responsible for people getting the clot shot. What a bizarre, convoluted lack of logic that is, sir.
No joke.
I don't believe that the clot shot's the mark of the beast. It doesn't meet the. I'm no Bible scholar, but it's not a mark in the hand or the right hand or the forehead. And I don't need, biblical prophecy to tell me that the clot shot is poison. It's not FDA approved. It has antifreeze in it. And I don't need to know anymore else. I don't need to look at the Bible for answers. But people are always attacking you for no reason at all, aren't they, Steve?
They are, John. And it's funny because I don't pay them much attention. But my one question when it first came out, when they were trying to say that this was the mark of the beast. This is what Yana pointed out. She says, so when a child is given the clot shot, you're just saying they're done. They're gone. They're going to hell because a little child just took it. And what's really sad is the fact that so many of these people that have taken it, that have had the adverse effects and that are regretting what happened, they're looking for help and they're crying out for help. But because of this twisted doctrine, people, what are they going to do with them? They just ignore them, don't care, have no empathy whatsoever. And yes, it doesn't fit biblical prophecy at all. But yet, we've had a lot of people that support our ministry walk away. If you're not going to say it's the mark of the beast, we're leaving. Well, you know, that's like the same thing. Can't buy or sell. We're not going to support you if you don't say this, don't say that. It's really ridiculous. But here's what's sad. I think what's coming, John, there's going to come something that when the mark of the beast does come on the scene, they're not going to realize it's the mark of the beast because they've already believed a lie. And will they end up taking it themselves because they were not using wisdom and their discernment regarding this issue?
I agree. I don't want to eat up airtime on silliness and chasing puffs of smoke, which is basically what this is. I want to focus on what's real. What's real is the clot shot will kill you.
Yes.
If not immediately, the booster, the second booster, there seems to be a growing body of evidence that a sizable percentage, maybe a third or so, of the clot shots are nothing more than, or two-thirds, I should say, is nothing more than a sterile saline solution, which makes perfect sense. Cliff High addressed this recently. You don't want everybody dying at the same time because the persons observing this will say, hell no, I'm not getting this. But if only a smaller percentage die, maybe one-third, or get serious reactions, and the media covers that up, that's going to make it a lot easier to get the rest of people to roll their sleeves up, isn't it, Steve?
Sure it will. And then there you'd have to ask the question, too. Did they get the mark of the beast when they got the placebo? And then how do you know they didn't get it? So that's what makes it more ludicrous. Yeah, there's, we got a lot of crazy things going on in the world today as it is, John.
We do. Absolutely, we do. So I hope people will pay heed. I hope that they will do what needs to be done to be safe from what's coming at us. And we have a short timeline here. People always want to know a timeline, but we're under biological attack right now, aren't we, sir?
We are. And, you know, there's one thing that you mentioned earlier, John, and I wanted to throw this in there. You were mentioning at the beginning, or at least when I was listening, about the power outages that are coming. And it's my thought I wanted to throw out there, and this is just a conjecture. I know that the power outages are coming. I've been knowing this for a while. But I think I might know why. And we would think just disruption of our lives, things like that, cause things to be harder. We might say, well, it's because of, asteroids, or it might be some other reason. But recently, it was disclosed to me that the Black Pyramid in Alaska is at 85% capacity now. That's with the help with the Nordics. We've been working for four decades, and I don't know if people know we've been working on it that long, but four decades we've been working on the Black Pyramid.
All right. Well, let's hear more about the Black Pyramid after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Jerry Moore here. On Tuesday, the 12th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. We continue to add to the COVID updates, both COVID-19 and the clot shots. Excellent videos and articles by well-qualified world-class scientists and doctors. If you want to educate yourself about the clot shot and COVID-19, that's the place to do it. And, of course, energy cleaners. We're getting caught up this week and next week on back orders. People waiting since August because of the worldwide shortage of these computer chips. But they're coming in. We're getting them manufactured. I'm picking up 20, 22 units tonight. I'll be shipping those next day or two. Helping people get their lives back. That's what we do with the energy cleaner. The arthritis pain, the not getting a great night's sleep. Those are the things we focus on. Check out the details at my website. You can send me a check. My address is right there. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website. And, of course, I have a toll-free hour line. A lot of people don't want their credit card information on the Internet. I understand that. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up and ship, priority mail. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We got Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at amazon.com. Steve Ben Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. And, gentlemen, we got a caller here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, gentlemen. This was due to Southwest. We had the experience. My grandson, their parents are not together anymore. He flies to see his father. He came on Southwest last week. He was attempting to go home last night, and they were here till they had to go to the airport in Phoenix. They waited and waited, and it went on and on. Delayed, delayed, delayed. And then when they finally drove over there, when it was supposed to go, it canceled. And so, but we were talking. My grandson's up. He's so smart. He says, Nana, I'm not going to be mad at those pilots. I said, why is that? He says, because I know most of them are not taking that shot because it causes blood clots. And I said, you're right. And I said, they're not. And the news was on at the time. We were trying to see if they were talking about the airport. And they were lying on the news and giving up excuses why they weren't flying. Well, my grandson says, no. It's because the pilots and staff don't want to work. I said, you're right. And I said, but thank goodness you're with your dad. He goes, because we don't know when you can now get a flight back. So they went back to Prescott, and they can't even get in there to get a flight yet. So, but I don't know. I have this thing with children. You have to keep giving them knowledge. He loves the knowledge, and he passes it on freely, and I was going to share it with you that. And but people are getting stuck so and can't get back. So that's another thing. People may get stuck and not be able to get home for maybe a couple months. I don't know. So I just want to – that's a reality check there.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the update. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to share the Southwest thing. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Steve, what other updates you got for us, sir?
Well, we'll get to that Black Pyramid here in just a second, but I will say one thing about flying. Both Princeton, D.C., as well as in FEMA, have been warned not to fly, and this has been going on for quite some time, but it's mainly to do with the air currents. The risk of flying is at an all-time high of crashes, not to mention the pilots that get the jab could just kill over while he's flying, which is not a good thing as well. So
well, that happened. Let me refresh your memory here. You may not know this. About 10 or 11 days ago, a Delta Airlines pilot died while flying the aircraft.
And so that's the issue, you know. I mean, blood clots, heart issues, neurological issues, everything else you could possibly imagine. So, and then of course, now going back to the Black Pyramid thing, the reason why I wanted to bring that up was because of the power outages that are coming. There's a part of our government, it's not like the president or anything, part of our government, though, that is working behind the scenes right now with some ETs, fallen angels, whatever you prefer to call them, and on their disclosure that they're going to be doing that we are in contact with these beings. One of the things, because I'm removed by one group only from that group, but I do get that some of that information because they'll bounce ideas off of me on how would you answer this? Because the group is involved in a lot of biblical and ancient document issues between these ETs and how they're going to disclose themselves. But at any point, one of the things that they brought up, and this is, we're going to come back to the Black Pyramid in a second for this, is that they're going to tell the world how the pyramids were built and, of course, what they're used for. Well, we already know what they were used for. They were actually pulling stations. The pyramids extract energy. if they're powered up properly, they extract energy from the earth. And that energy can then be transferred. Say, for example, if you have an electric car and you're driving down the road, your car can refuel while it's driving down the road. There's a lot of... Go ahead.
Well, Tesla was basically beginning to understand all that type of technology and was advocating that it be expanded and used. But go ahead, sir.
And that's exactly right, because we have tried to expound on his work, even getting the energy from the ionosphere, which almost wiped out humanity as a result. But the Black Pyramid, we have got it up and running. It's at 85% capacity. But what people may not know is what happens when these pyramids are up and running. They increase volcanic activity. They increase seismic activity. They cause botany life tremendous problems, so that crops will fail, trees will die, as we're extracting that energy from the earth. And yet, I was told in a recent meeting that because of the challenges and the things that we're going to be facing and the changes that are coming, because of these entities that are fixing to reintroduce themselves back into Earth's life, that we have to go to a new type of power system to be able to handle all the changes. I think this has a lot to do with the New World Order, as we call it, as it is so popularized out there. The result, my hypothesis, is this is the reason why we're going to have failures, things like that. It has to come to a place. Now, I was told, though, that fossil fuel will go by the wayside, but that all these things would have to happen, or my thoughts, in order for them to bring out this new energy. Because I was told even airplanes could refuel in the sky without ever having to be fueled on the ground as a result of this type of technology. And so I think that these entities that are coming, this is one of the reasons why we're going to see this. And, of course, I've been told that the other power companies are also going to be I should say not the other power companies, but the other – they're also going to take and be working on powering up the other pyramids as well. But the first one they've been working on was, of course, the Black Pyramid of Alaska. And so I don't know, John. It's just kind of strange the way things are going.
Well, let's go, this Black Pyramid, is this an ancient artifact that's being put back in the service? I've never heard of it before today.
Yes, this one is – they have a place in Alaska. They kind of like the Bermuda Triangle over in the Atlantic region there. They have this one area, and underneath a mountain in Alaska, there is a pyramid there. It's been – I mean, there have been people like Linda Howe. I forget Linda's middle name there, but she's an investigative journalist. It has really tried to uncover a lot about this pyramid. The government has really kept this a very top secret project. She's found some people that have been willing to talk about it. There was a documentary on Amazon recently that came out about aliens and things, and she's on that documentary. Linda Moulton-Howe, that's her name. And she spoke about that pyramid on that documentary as well. She's been one of the few people to actually really expose what she could, but... I realized listening to her, that she's got some very great information, by the way, but still there's still some limitations on what she knew about it. And, in fact, I recently sent her a message as well, so I figured I could update her on some things that she didn't know about it. But anyway, yes, that's been one that's really been kept under wraps. And in the beginning, we had a lot of people die trying to mess with that pyramid. And then we got the Nordics, which are inner earth beings, they're aliens, but the inner earth beings that really began to work with us in getting this thing up and operational. And like I said, for the last four decades, that's what they've done until they've got it to 85% capacity.
So they're generating power right now Where's all this power going to? Into the Alaskan power grid, the Canadian power grid? What are they doing with it?
I have no clue on that. That's a good question that I can pose back when I have another time there where I can ask about that. But it's made me wonder if this is not some of the reasons why we're seeing so many changes on the Earth right now. And I have no idea how long that this thing has been up and running either. I haven't actually asked that specific question there. But I know at one time, I mean, I've known about it for quite some time, but initially, back when I first heard about it, it was not up and running. So, you know, has it been up and running now for a year or two? Maybe. But I have no clue as to that information yet.
Well, this is fascinating. Archaeology is a hobby of mine. I've devoted some time studying and reading it. Now, this Black Pyramid, do you happen to know the location of it yourself, sir?
I'd have to look it back up. I know where it's at, yes, but I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you coordinates. It's right off the top of my head. But you can actually, you can research it online and find most of that information. People know which mountain, and it's literally under a mountain. Inside the mountain, you go in there, and then there's this pyramid. And the one thing that I do know, this was maybe about a year ago or so, I was in a meeting and we were discussing the pyramids, and the issue about the Black Pyramid came up, and I was told then that that we're detecting the pyramids are actually communicating with one another. So we have one in Antarctica, we have one, of course, the Egyptian pyramids, we have the one under the ocean there in the Bermuda Triangle. But I knew about these and, of course, the Alaskan Pyramid, and they were all emitting signals, and we could detect that they were communicating between one another. And then there was some communication coming from space, but at least from what I was told, we didn't know the origin of that. Now, whether or not that's really the case or whether or not that could not be disclosed to me, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Do your discussions include the pyramid in Bosnia, which is more than about three times the size of the one in Giza?
No, I have not. I've actually not talked, been in any discussions on that one there.
Amazing. Amazing. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a question about the pyramids. We know back in around 2000 they were wanting to put the capstone on it. Steve, I'm wondering if the pyramids could not be used as either a additional power source for the colliders around the world through the atmosphere. I know it's absolute speculation. I believe that the colliders are actually the gates of hell mentioned in the Bible. What's your thoughts on that?
Any clue on? So, wished I did, but I don't.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't know. Maybe I was just saying that I don't have any clue on that one, John. Not at all.
How about Jeff or John? Is it possible? And what are your thoughts on the collider?
I personally believe there's probably multiple uses. There's a lot of speculation about them dealing with other dimensions. These colliders are a continuation of the Philadelphia experiment. It's kind of ironic that the world's largest machine, which is the superconducting supercollider in Texas, it's like it never existed. You can't find any articles or mention at all after the mid to late 80s. Of the world's largest machine. I believe that one of the purposes is that they're a time machine myself, but go ahead, John.
Okay, well, I went to CERN's website. They had an interesting article about 10 years ago, and it was entitled Alice Finds Snowballs in Hell. And Alice was an acronym for a large ion collider experiment. find it interesting that a collider experiment finds snowballs in hell, according to CERN. You can find a lot, and I actually read some of the information, looked at some of the math, and from what I could determine back in 2008, they had actually had some success going back just a fraction, you know, I forget the term that they used, but a fraction of time that they were actually to go back in the past. And I agree with you. I think that they want to go back to a time prior to, and I literally believe the CERN Collider is not the only one in the world. There's several.
There are. John, thank you for your call.
Five or six in the United States.
We appreciate the call. We get back from the break. We'll have Jeff and Steve give us their summaries. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's time to summarize our thoughts for the day and for the week. And Jeff, we'll start with you, followed up by Steve. Go ahead, Jeff.
I never got an explanation for what is the Black Pyramid, so I just thought I'd just throw that out there. And what is it? I don't know.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
Black Pyramid is just pyramid that is underneath the mountain in Alaska, just like the pyramids of Giza in Egypt. It's the same exact thing. It's just a pyramid that is actually. But it was built underneath the mountain. How they managed to do that, I have no clue. But that's what it is. I hope that answers that question, Jeff.
Well, is a pyramid inside a hollowed out mountain or buried under a mountain? Do you know? If you know.
That I don't know really either. I mean, there are images that have been put out that you can see where people have, you know, I guess smuggled them out or whatever the case may be. So, but. I would assume that it was like hollowed out or maybe carved out of the mountain. I have no clue.
Well, who built it?
Now that I don't have no clue to that either. We might say the Egyptians built the Egyptian pyramids, but I know that's not true either. They only defaced the property.
Okay.
So what does it do?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, what the purpose of the pyramids are for is to extract energy from the earth, and that's transferable, but it's an electrical type of power.
And how much energy are we talking about?
It is. I've been told once before, but it's like compared to what a nuclear power plant would put out. Just be like thousands of times greater, and the way the energy moves is another issue. But again, I'm not a scientist on those things, so I wouldn't know how to answer all that.
Well, Jeff, I did a search using DuckDuckGo, and there's a lot of activity concerning the Black Pyramid in Alaska, images and articles and so forth. I had no idea this thing existed till a few minutes ago.
I think I've heard of it before. But they discovered it in the 50s or the 40s?
Yeah, it goes way back to then, yes. Back in the, mm-hmm. I think it was the 40s, actually.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of these reports I've been trying to figure out, you know, about. Do we possess secret technology? There's a patent that was applied for by a tech person working for the U.S. Navy for an anti-gravity faster-than-light propulsion, and it was the patent office that issued the patent in 2018.
Amazing, gentlemen. Thank you. We're out of time. Appreciate it, Jeff. See you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Steve. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app
can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.